With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
I'm pleased with the fact that I've had four lives now. I was an actor, I was a stage director, I was a screen director, and now I'm a writer.
That's Ilya Kazan. The stage plays he directed include such Pulitzer Prize winners as A Streetcar Named Desire and Death of a Salesman. He won Oscars for directing the movies On the Waterfront and Gentleman's Agreement. His books include America, America, The Assassins, and Acts of Love. Stein and Day is reissued as a paperback, Kazan's most successful book, The Arrangement, which originally appeared in 1967.
The book did mean more to me than the plays I directed or the films that were given Academy Awards and so on, because I'd never written a book before. This is the first novel I ever wrote.
4 years earlier, however, Kazan did publish America, America, a screenplay about a Greek youth born in Turkey who makes his troubled way to America. The Arrangement is about a second-generation Greek-American advertising man whose life is marked by a series of moral compromises.
The book is sort of autobiographical. I went through a similar experience. It was a painful one, and I try to put some of it in the book.
Ilya Kazan began writing The Arrangement after a personal crisis.
My first wife, who was very close to me, died, and that made a big effect on me. I couldn't work in the theater for a long time after that. The isolation was pleasant for me. I liked it. I liked being alone. I liked leading a reflective life.
The Arrangement rested on the bestseller list for 37 weeks and proved one thing to Ilya Kazan.
And everybody's got a first book in them, and everybody can write about their adolescence or their fights with their father or this, that with their mother and so on. But that book gave me confidence that I could make a career of writing.
Ilya Kazan is now in his mid-70s and has no plans to return to the film or stage. He's working on his autobiography and also hopes to finish a book that would logically fit in between his novels, The Arrangement and The Anatolian. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ilya Kazan won fame for directing many of the greatest stage plays of the century, A Streetcar Named Desire, Death of a Salesman, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. His film directing credits include East of Eden, Gentleman's Agreement, and On the Waterfront.
I never think back on the plays I did or the movies I did. They don't mean anything to me now. They're like another fellow did them.
What Ilya Kazan thinks about now is his writing. His best-selling 1967 novel, The Arrangement, has been reissued as a paperback by Stein and Day. Born in Turkey in 1909 of Greek parents, Ilya Kazan grew up in New Rochelle, New York. He graduated from Williams, studied at the Yale Drama School, and in the early 1930s launched a career as a stage and radio actor.
I don't think I was a very good actor, and I certainly wasn't a very versatile actor. I only could do one kind of part, partly because of my accent and my looks.
Kazan directed Thornton Wilder's play The Skin of Our Teeth, and it was such a hit that Hollywood called.
They said, come on out and just observe for a couple of months and just hang around the sets and watch. Which I did. I studied very hard.
His first directing job for the movies was A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Ilya Kazan joined the Communist Party in the 1930s and was a reluctant member for 16 months.
It got more and more impossible for me. I found that many of the things I did were manipulative and hypocritical.
In the 1950s, after he had left the party, he testified before the House Un-American Activities Committee, naming names that damaged his relationship with such friends as playwright Arthur Miller. But Kazan says he likes himself better for speaking out against the party. Kazan lives in New York City and thrives on it.
I like the noise and the hustle and the violence, and I even like the danger a little bit.
Ilya Kazan, his best-selling novel, The Arrangement, is out again as a paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.